Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A special Good Friday concert is coming to Pella. Let's go in depth with Krista Wild, harpist, organist, and choir master at Second Reformed Church. Chris, when did you start playing the harp?
I started playing the harp in 2000, and I was in my 40s and thought if I don't do harp now, I'll never begin. And it was a lifelong dream. So I began then, and I got accepted into the studio of Mary Foss, who was principal harpist with Des Moines Symphony.
And were you a musician before?
Yes. Organist and pianist mainly, and a few other random things.
And the person that you say you got accepted into the studio, she was somebody that was very well known.
Yeah, Mary Foss was a longtime harpist, principal harpist for the Des Moines Symphony. She's left the community since then, but she was a fabulous teacher. She was well trained herself through a conservatory training and tough, and just an excellent teacher for me.
And how was it to transition to the harp? Was it hard?
Yes. For 2 years, I didn't tell people I was even studying because I was so embarrassed at how bad I was. And I know that was a perception, but I had standards based on things I'd done for most of my life. And being a beginner was embarrassing. So I was about 2 years into lessons when I first played for someone other than Mary.
And what song did you play?
I don't remember. I think it was Reverie by Marcel Grangenet. Something that would probably be considered pretty simple in the world of classical harp, but it felt brave at the time.
Well, and you're with the piano and organ, you're used to using your fingers.
That's right. And the scores look almost identical. I think the biggest difference that I had to deal with and that now my students deal with is that piano and organ are horizontal instruments. And when you go to the right, you're going higher in pitch. And when you go to the left, they all work that way. And on the harp, it goes away from you. The harp strings go away from your chest. And as you come closer to your ears, you're going higher. And as you're going farther from your body, you're going lower. It's just so different at first, even though you're looking at the same notes.
Well, and the strings are closer than the keys.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an issue?
Everything's an issue when you start. How you use your hands, because you don't just simply plink a string. There's a whole technique related to how you do that. And I could show you later if we want to take a look. But that's the hardest thing for people to learn, is just how you use your hands, because it's different than any other instrument that exists.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about a Good Friday concert coming to Pella with Krista Wild, harpist, organist, and choir master at Second Reformed Church. Is the structure of learning and teaching, is it similar or just completely different?
The approach is very elemental in that you just start with basics and you learn one and master one technique at a time, and then the next technique builds on that. So I was fortunate, many of my students are fortunate, I could already read music. But everything else was at such an elementary level, like first one string at a time, and then two fingers, two strings, and you work up, you think you're really big stuff when you get to use your third finger. And, you know, when you're a trained pianist, that seems so silly, but it was the only way to learn. When I would try to get ahead of myself, it would be silly and discouraging.
What kinds of other instruments are there other ensembles? I mean, I see them, you know, with orchestras, mm-hmm. symphonies. Are there any other?
There are, actually, and we've built a nice little harp community here in the Pella area and surrounding. But people know harps, and as a child, that's how I learned to admire it. I saw harps on television, on stage, you know, and that fascinated me. So that's where most people see a harp. And then there are a lot of Celtic performers. When the Celtic women and all of that started getting famous in the U.S. maybe 20 years ago, we started to see folk harps and Celtic harps being played. And performers doing that, which looks and sounds different than classical harp and orchestras. And then there's a good amount of music being written for harp ensemble, which is what I put together with my students. So we have two harp gatherings a year that I organize through the good graces of Second Reformed Church. And we will have anywhere from 9 to 13 harpists together playing. And some will take turns playing solos, too. We do support each other as solo artists, but a lot of the music is duets and trios, and I'll have five or six pieces that all 12 of us play.
Well, it sounds just magnificent to hear 12 harps at once.
If we're in tune. Yes. But we do tune beforehand. Yes, it is. It's wonderful.
And what makes a good harpist? Is that what we say, harpist?
Yes, harpist. Thank you. I think number one is just the love of the art. If you love it enough, you'll show up to practice every day, right? And number two, of course, what makes a good harpist is regular practice and daring to take on the difficult things, even when it seems a little daunting, especially as an adult. But it's a beautiful instrument. And if you love it enough, I think you'll keep showing up for it every day.
Is there a song, a tune that we're all familiar with that is well known for being a harp performance?
I can think of two right off the bat. On the pedal harps, the classical harps, often the Bach Prelude in C that he actually wrote for harpsichord, and many people play it on modern piano. It's gorgeous on harp, and many harpists, including me, perform that piece. It's just ethereal. On Celtic harp, I'm probably asked for either Danny Boy or Amazing Grace the most often, and that has a little more of that Celtic or folk feeling, you know. But people recognize them. In fact, when I bought my first harp, which I could barely afford and had no idea what to do with it, the owner of the builder, the owner of the company, patted me on the shoulder and said, "Just learn to play Amazing Grace, honey, and everyone will love you." I've never forgotten it. His name was Wally. And I've never forgotten his advice, you know, play what people know. The harp is beautiful. That was the implication. Don't worry. Do not fear.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation about a Good Friday concert coming to Pella with Chris DeWild, harpist, organist, and choir master at Second Reformed Church. When you have three harps here in your living room, I presume there's different kinds of harps.
There are. So the two taller ones, although the taller one, as I mentioned, is a concert harp, 46 strings, that was made by the Venus Harp Company in Chicago. It's just a gorgeous harp. The accidentals are controlled by your feet, by pedals. And it's so it can play in a full range of different key signatures and styles. The next harp taller is from the Lyon and Healy Company in Chicago. It's called a petite pedal harp. So it also has all of the functions of a full-size concert harp, but 40 strings instead of 46. And it's about 20 pounds lighter. So I call it my gigging harp. When I give recitals, when I play on stage, when I play for big events, I take the biggest, most robust sounding harp. But for instance, next weekend I'm going to be playing for a wedding that may or may not be outdoors, depending on the weather. Small group of people, informal setting, I'll take what I call my gigging harp because it's easier to move. It's easier to get into smaller spaces. And then the smallest harp was made by David Thormelin. He's in Corvallis, Oregon, and he specializes in really fine folk and Celtic harps. And that harp was built for me. I saved up 12 years for that baby, and I'm so happy with it. Yeah. Wow. So, and then, besides performing on the different harps, I teach on the different harps. Student will sit at the different harps depending on what kind of harp they have at home, depending on what sort of instrument they're playing. Because the feel and how you do sharps and flats is different. Almost all my students play on the smallest harp or bring their own harps to my studio for lessons.
I have to ask, how much does the big one weigh?
She weighs, let's see, about 95 pounds. And then the next one down is like 76. And then the Celtic harp, I think 34 pounds, maybe 36. I can actually carry that in a bag with a strap over my shoulder. I say it's just like carrying a toddler around compared to the other two. The other two get wrapped in heavy canvas and moved on a cart. And then I have a minivan that has no seats in the back, and the harps can just lay down for transportation.
You said she are your harps.
My harps
female?
Are all girls. Yeah, they all have names. Gloria is the first one, and Chica, and Verity. So yeah, my students name their harps too.
Really? Well, it's like family.
It is, exactly.
Now you've got a concert coming up.
Yes.
At Second Reformed Church. Tell us about it.
So that's on April 7, which is also Good Friday. I chose that day because I know that some of my students and friends don't work that day. Some of the students have that day off. It is a holy day in the Christian tradition, Good Friday, and I'm going to do it over the noon hour in the gathering space at Second, and I want it to be informal. So my niece Julia Werner is joining me, and we've got an hour of music. But people are welcome to bring their lunches if they are on the clock that day and just have an hour off. People are free to come and go. I always encourage my friends who do handwork to bring their handwork. People can even nap if they want. Harp music is pretty relaxing. So, yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. And everybody's invited.
Say that date again for us, would you?
April 7th, which is a Friday. First Friday in April, and it's 2 days before Easter.
Well, how perfect.
Yeah.
How perfect. And such a nice space.
It's a beautiful space. When they added that onto the church a number of years ago, the first thing I noticed about it was the acoustics were just fabulous. So that's where we do our harp gatherings, too. It's just a lovely space.
Would you play something for us?
I would. I have on the tray by the middle-sized harp the Bach Prelude in C that I mentioned earlier.
That'd be perfect.
Okay.
wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks to Chris DeWild for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.